is Chatting with Gary Williams.
I know you've been coaching now for 32 years, and you've like you said a couple weeks ago, you've been on the bad end and some good ends. And can you just take me through those last moments?
It feels like 42 now. The euphoria that you get when you go ahead with 5-6 seconds left in a game is something that you try to guard against, but it's there. You know, you think you're going to win the game. I thought we did a good job defensively. After that, they made a very tough shot, and, you know, nobody runs a play in that situation. They just took it up and took a shot, and they made it. So give them credit for making a big shot, but we did everything we could to win the game. In other words, from where we were, say, 12 minutes into the second half, from that point, I couldn't have asked the players to do anything differently than what we did. And, you know, as a coach, that, you know, from coaching 32 years, you get where they're the important things. In other words, how did your team respond to being 14 down or whatever we were down? And did we just go home and lose by 20, or did we come back and try to win a game? Well, we did, and we took it all the way back.
Your three guys who've been with you for 4 years, just give me a sense. I know it's difficult. It's just after this game, but what they've meant to this program and you.
Well, just I think you're, especially your senior year, you are the picture of the program. Whatever those seniors are, that's who people know for the 4 years. So even though a Jordan Williams comes in and plays great, it's still the three seniors that are the picture. And, you know, Gravis, Eric, Landon, just all unique individuals. And see, the great thing about coaching is nobody's ever the same. You know, Gravis wears everything he has on his sleeve, which is a great way to go through life, I think. And he doesn't worry about being politically correct, which might be a major sin in the Washington, D.C. area, but he just lets it out there. And Eric, on the other hand, is very intellectual in his approach to the game. In other words, he knows a lot about what's going on in basketball, recruiting, NBA, all those things. He's in love with the game in a quiet way, whereas Gravis, you see how his passion is. Landon, to me, is what you want for a guy who came in. And I'll tell you the truth, after his freshman year, I'm thinking a guy scored 19 points his freshman year. I mean, how good can he be? Well, 1,000-point scorer, see. So you get fooled as a coach in a good way sometimes, because Landon just made up his mind that he was going to be a very good player in the ACC, which he has become.
Coach, it's ended too short. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
There's no question.